All right. So we're now going to. So we that sort of ends our potted discussion of finite elements, which obviously does not go into any of the real complications you would need to solve a real problem. So what we're going to do now is an equally abbreviated or obscure discussion, or incomplete, I should say, discussion of conjugate gradients. Now, all right. So what we've shown with this discussion of finite elements is that the solution of our differential equation is equivalent to minimizing a quadratic form. And we've now changed notations. The matrix S has become a matrix A. The vector phi has become a vector X. I've separated out the right-hand sides, which come from the boundary values in the previous formulation. And so the thing to be minimized is a quadratic form where we put a half, not a quarter, a half x transpose ax minus the boundary value term, which is x transpose b or b transpose x, which are the same things. We effectively minimize that already by letting phi go to phi plus eta. We can minimize this here in a trivial way by differentiating with respect to x. If we differentiate with respect to x, we find df dx is x squared, which gets rid of that 2, so you just get ax minus b. So this is a minimum or a stationary, and it will be obviously a minimum if a is quadratic, if a is positive definite. That will have a minimum at with the solution ax equals b. So that shows you that any equation of the form ax equals b can be thought of as as equivalent to a minimization of a quadratic form, a half x transpose ax minus x transpose b. So you can get this equivalence in several ways. We did the equivalence by converting the differential equation del squared phi equals naught to a variational principle and then discretized it. Here we show that actually even more easily we can take any matrix equation and convert it into a minimization principle. It is required that A be positive definite for it to be a minimum, because if it was not positive definite, then that would not be a minimum. All right. So we're going to